Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to episode 59 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. It has been so long since I recorded. Honestly, I don't know, probably 2 months or more. I really don't know. This summer got away from me, and finally, I just gave up trying. I did sit down to record one day and got about halfway done before people got home and things got busy again. So I gave up, and I'm just going to start fresh. I am Summer, for those of you who are new or do not remember. You can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is S-O-M-E-R-Y-A-R-N-S. And today, here in Houston, Texas, it is the first day of school. I am once again recording in the morning, trying to do it this way. It's a little later than I had planned to start, so I'm going to keep this episode short. I just wanted to get back in the swing of doing this. So basically, this is going to be an FO summary, a finished object, stash, tour de fleece summary, and maybe a little bit, I don't have very many works in progress, so I can talk about that too, but we're going to skip in the kitchen, we're going to skip what I've been doing, we're going to skip books, all of that good stuff, just to get back in the swing of things. I will say, I do want to mention the one thing, the big thing that's been going on is we did get my daughter moved into college. We moved her in last weekend. She is going to Appalachian State in Boone, North Carolina. She seems to be settling in well. I am dealing, I'm adjusting. My husband is not adjusting quite as well. He misses his baby girl. But we're, like I said, today is the first day of school, which will get things back to normalcy, and life goes on. And I'm very excited for her and more than a little jealous of her being in the mountains. So let's talk about works in progress. Oh my gosh. No, not works in progress. Finished objects. So some of these I have probably talked about because I don't actually remember when I finished them, but I just thought I would do a summary of Stash Dash and Tour de Fleece. So Stash Dash, if you are not familiar, and if you listen to podcasts, I don't know how you could not be familiar. It is a contest run by the Knit Girls, Laura and Leslie, each summer during Laura's summer break. And the goal of it is to knit a 5K. This year they had three levels. They had a 3K, 5K, and a 10K. And I was so very, very close to making the 5K. But the end of it was actually during our trip to move Laura in. And had I been home and been able to finish one spinning project, I would have been able to make it. As it is, I came up a little bit short, but that's okay. So let me tell you all of the things that I did finish between May 23rd and August 14th. I'm not going to talk about these in details. This is just going to be a summary. So I finished my TGV, and I didn't write down the details. I just wrote down a list, so let's see what I can remember. The TGV is a paid pattern by Susan Ashcroft, and I made this out of Undead Yarn in the Zombified colorway. And if I haven't talked about it before, I was really worried that the neon green was not going to do me justice, that it was going to be a really unflattering color. As it turns out, it was actually a really awesome shawl, so I'm very pleased with that. I finished my clapotis, which I had started working on for Ravelinix in 2014. I actually think I talked about this one, and I did that out of Blue Heron Rayon Metallic in the Blue Violet colorway, and that turned out beautiful. I haven't worn it. I haven't had any need to wear it yet, but that will get worn a lot, I think. I finished the Newton shawl, which is a paid pattern by Very Busy Monkey. And I forgot to say, the clapotis is a free pattern from Knitty, and it's by Kate Gilbert. The Newton shawl I did out of Dream and Color Everlasting in the Henna and the Dive colorways. This one was a little bit of a when knitting attacks. I think I was talking about this maybe, yeah, I think the last time I recorded, which no one will remember, I was almost done with it, but I was worried I was going to run out of yarn, and I did. Luckily, I had a second colorway, and I just ripped out the edging and redid it in the second colorway. So I have this henna colored, which is actually, it's kind of a brick red with some pops of pink in there, and this, and the dive colorway, which is kind of a piney green. I keep wanting to call it pine instead of dive. And it is tonal, but it is more solid than the henna was. This turned out very well. The contrast color was a happy mistake. The only thing that I didn't figure in when I was making it is that when you lay out this crescent-shaped shawl with the, sorry, I feel like I'm going to sneeze, with the red body and the green edging, it looks like a giant slice of watermelon. It's kind of funny, and it doesn't look bad, and especially when you're wearing it, you're not going to really notice that, but oh my gosh, I didn't even notice until someone pointed it out on Ravelry. But I've got that finished, very happy with that. I finished my Yowza Way It shawl number 3, which is a paid pattern by Susan B. Anderson. I did this out of Miss Babs Yowza in the Blue Ridge colorway. Very happy with that. That immediately went to work with me to keep me warm on our cool, over air-conditioned Houston days. I finished the Downtown Cowl, which I probably talked about at some point, but I'm not really sure. I did this out of my hand spun. The hand spun I used was Brazen Stitchery Rainbow Connection. And the Downtown Cowl is just a basic infinity cowl with some textured stitches. It's very pretty. I severely underestimated the amount of yarn I had. This, as I mentioned, this was my hand spun, and this was very early hand spun, so I can only assume I just didn't measure it correctly. I probably didn't measure the weight of it very well, so I had way, way, way less than the pattern called for. So I had actually cut out one repeat of the pattern. The pattern mirrors itself, and I figured out at what point I could mirror it without doing the whole pattern, if that makes sense. So I did that, and then still was going to run out of yarn. And before I got to the end of that second repeat, I decided to just bind off. And what I ended up with was actually a really pretty cowl with a ruffled edge, because I had done some increases towards the end, and that it actually turned out really cool. So I really liked that. I finished a building block cowl, or it was actually a modified version of that. I did not write down the Downtown Cowl who wrote that, or the building block cowl. The building block cowl, I think, is in Ravelry as Judy's building block cowl. And it's a crocheted cowl that's just a very basic crochet. Like, you do some, it's a free pattern. You chain a certain amount, and then you do this where, you know, you'll do a single crochet, and then chain a couple, and then do a single crochet, skip a couple of stitches, do a single crochet on one row, and then on the next row, you do the single crochet in the loop that was made by the extra chains, if that makes sense at all. I did that using its Loops and Threads, which is Michael's craft store's brand yarn, and I don't remember what it's called, but it was a natural colored yarn that was superwash that I dyed myself a while back. And it's kind of crazy looking, but, and again, it's functional. I can't decide if I will gift that one or keep for myself. I finished a sockhead hat, which everyone knows about. This is a free pattern by Kelly McClure. I did not do it the full length that it calls for, which makes the total hat 14 inches. And I think I made mine probably about It's probably about 9 inches. I think I did a 2-inch ribbed border instead of the 4 inches that's called for in the pattern. And then I think I knit to 7 inches before the decreases. I did that using Desert Vista Dye Works in the, I can never remember the name of this yarn. I think it is the Hamburg Philharmonic. It could be Heidelberg Symphony. It could be Hamburg Symphony. I think it's Hamburg Philharmonic. I can never remember. But it's a really pretty, very, very dark blue, maybe black, with some lighter blues and kind of like a Prussian blue and some gray. Variegated. It's really pretty. Can't decide if that will be for Eli or if it will be for me. But I like it. I finished some 2-lane Highway Rage socks. That is a paid pattern by Sarah Stevens. And I did this in another Crafty Girls gamut colorway on the Twinkle Sock. And those turned out really nice too. I did, as did so many people this summer, I did a pair of Rose City Rollers. I think I talked about that in my last episode. I did those out of yarn that I had hand-dyed also, which those are my only 2 attempts at hand-dyeing. Well, no, I have 1 other skein that I haven't used yet. And that is a free pattern by somebody that I can't remember right now. I keep hearing her name on other podcasts, but I can't remember. If you Google Rose City Rollers, you're going to find it, or especially if you look on Instagram. There's a hashtag. Everybody's doing that one. I finished the magnetite hat. I know I talked about that one before. I used Mrs. Crosby carpet bag in the squid ink colorway, and that is a paid pattern by Lisa Mudge, I think. I finished a doldrums cowl, which is a free pattern by Laura Linneman of the Knit Girls. I used some of the very first hand spun that I had done on my wheel. It was from a bat that I got at the Kid and You Fiber Festival last year. That was Christmas colors. It was called Christmas Memories. And if you remember last year when I was spinning it, it's the one I kept calling Elf Barf. And it really is kind of Elf Barfy. But it kind of is cool at the same time. I'm not really sure. It's not super soft. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with it. We'll see come Christmas if I decide that I want to actually wear it. I finished 1 crocheted blanket square. A long time ago, I started a crochet sampler square blanket by Marley Bird. And this was, I think, the 2nd square that I've done on it. And I'm actually going to start the 3rd one on that today at work on my breaks. I finished over the course of those 2+ months, or almost 2 months, 18 sock blanket squares, which is really pitiful when you think about it. But it's just been too hot here. I could not work on the sock blanket this summer. Way too hot. It's hopefully going to start cooling down here soon, and I'll get back to work on that. And last but not least, I finished a shawl by Tanya Marie Willis Anderson, who is BZ Mama on Ravelry, BZ Mama on Instagram, Tanya Marie on Ravelry, and she has the Sampler Girl podcast. I finished her shawl, My Heart, My Love, and there's some Gaelic also, but I don't know how to say it. And I did that in Lorna's Laces Shepherd Sock in the Eat Sleep Knit colorway, which is, it reminds me of candy. It's kind of like an aqua and pink and kind of an orangey and chartreuse. I think that's it. It reminds me of sherbet, is actually what it reminds me of. They're very pastel, but kind of almost a neon color to them also. And when I was making this, I really liked the pattern a lot. This is a paid pattern, by the way. I liked the pattern, but as I was knitting it, the colors just, they're not my colors. They're more, I don't know. I mean, I've talked about how I don't like neon that much, so they were a little bright. They were a little pinky for me, but the finished product, I think, It doesn't look that way at all. So that one I'm trying to decide whether to gift or whether to keep. It's definitely a possibility that I'll keep that one. So that is all of the knitting that I did, and that is a lot of knitting. Now keep in mind that a lot of those were whips. They weren't necessarily cast on during Stash Dash. But I did a great job of cleaning off the needles this summer. And you'll hear about that when I talk about my whips. Spinning. I did so much spinning this summer. I absolutely can consider myself a full-fledged spinner now. The only thing, I mean, I don't know very many, I can, you know, as far as techniques, I kind of do the same thing all the time. I still haven't learned how to chain ply. I just haven't had time. I do have some leftover, I have some singles that I want to practice with, but that requires me actually doing it instead of clearing off that bobbin to do something more fun with. But I will do that. Other than that, I'm definitely a spinner. I did some very pretty stuff this summer. So these are the things that I did, and I will try to remember what fibers they were as I go. I did Nitty and Color Street Spirit. I think maybe I had finished that. And that was Merino Silk. I finished Twist Fiber Studio Clown College. And like I said, some of these were Stash Dash. All of these were Stash Dash. Some of them also counted for Tour de Fleece. I did four braids during Tour de Fleece. So Clown College, that was super fine merino in a rainbow colorway, and that turned out really well. I ended up doing that as singles and felting them. I can't wait to knit with that. Kitty Minecraft's King Tut, which I had done a sample from a fat fiber box and bought this a while back, and that was, oh gosh, I think it was merino and Tessa silk. I don't remember. That turned out great. Fat Cat Knits Queen of Sheba. This was an impulse buy earlier in the spring. It was orange and purple with a lot of glitter. And this is the best spinning I had ever done. I have one more that might rival it now. But I think this is the best spinning I've ever done. And I can't remember what the content was, but it just turned out so pretty. It was very, very consistent. It was super, it was perfectly balanced. The twist was perfect. It's just gorgeous. All of these I can't wait to do something with. The Twist Fiber Studio Purple Agate. For some reason, after doing the Queen of Sheba, I had a hard time getting back into the swing of things and getting my tension correct. So this one, not as happy about. This was this is Merino Bamboo. It's a lot bulkier than the others. I have learned some of the things about, like, I spin this way, I spin this way, that kind of thing. And I found that when I do merino bamboo, it just ends up bulkier. So that one was pretty bulky. It was overspun in a lot of places, and it's just a little bit denser. Not as pleased with that. It was going to be a gift. It's not bad, but it's not my best spinning. So it depends on if I find something else over the course of the next few months, whether or not I will still gift that one to someone. I did Mountain Colors Wilderness, which was 100% BFL combed top, and that was fiber I got in Blowing Rock, North Carolina in June, and I can't remember what colors that was. Again, I want to think that one was maybe a little overspun. I could be wrong. Maybe that, it's all starting to blur together. And then I did a Korma Romney blend, which a friend of my husband's, and she is Monday Bread on Instagram. She's someone that my husband knows from his astronomy stuff in West Texas when he went out for a workshop last or this past June, she sent this back for me. And thank you, Judith. I know that you listen. I really appreciated that. That was so much fun. And this was a fun spin because I'd never spun anything like that before. I don't remember exactly how much there was, and I don't remember how much I got. I think I got about 60, 80 yards maybe of a pretty bulky yarn. It was fun to play with something that I hadn't done before. And then I did a Firefly Fiber Arts bat, which was not very much. It was like maybe an ounce. And that is a new dyer, a relatively new dyer. She just opened an Etsy shop this summer. She is Twisted Mom Yarns, I think. Oh, gosh. I'm not sure if that's her username or not. I'm going to try to add these to show notes this time since I since I'm kind of flying through it all and I don't have much information right now. But this was just a little bat. It was called Midnight by the Lake, and it was like kind of a turquoise and a black and really dark blue, and that was cool. I did a Braised and Stitchery BFL bat, which I don't even, oh, that was the red. That's the one, the other second one that probably my second best spinning. It rivals the Kitty Minecraft, no, the Fat Cat Knits. This was this brilliant red. If you're familiar with Madeline Tosh Tarte, then that's pretty much the same color. It was absolutely stunning. Had a lot of fun doing that one too. And then I did two other Brazen Stitchery bats. Both of them, well, like I said, they're both by Brazen Stitchery. One of them was in the Witch's Brew colorway, which was a really bright neon green and a purple. And then the other one was Rockin' Rainbow, which had some of that neon green, some of the purple, and then some other colors in there as well. And I ended up applying those two together. This was really interesting because I had about 2.75 or maybe 2.25 ounces of the Witch's Brew and only like 1.75 of the Rockin' Rainbow. And I figured, you know, I had every intention of applying them together. I knew that I probably wouldn't have enough of the Rockin' Rainbow, and I would have leftover Witch's Brew. It actually turned out the opposite. For whatever reason, I guess I was spinning the Rockin' Rainbow much thinner than I had spun the Witch's Brew, and I ended up with a lot of that one left over. Go figure. But I applied those together, and that looked, it actually turned out really nice. I like the way it turned out. And then the last of the, well, okay, that was the last thing I finished. I'm going to go ahead and talk about spinning since that's what I'm talking about right now. Since Stash Dash finished, I finished one other spinning project. It was a Gritty Knits bat that I got at the Houston Fiber Festival. That is something I'm just not going to have time to talk about. That was a really fun thing that I got to do in July. And that was in, I think it was called Aged Brass was the color, but it was kind of that verdigris green colorway with some kind of bronze-ish sparkle through it. And that turned out really pretty. And I had some leftover of that after applying it, and I ended up applying that with the Rockin' Rainbow that I talked about just a minute ago. And that actually, again, turned out really pretty. It was two things that I would not have applied together had I not just had the bobbin sitting right there. Even after that, I still had some of the Rockin' Rainbow finish. And that's the one that I am going to try to practice chain plying with. And then I am currently spinning another Gritty Knits fiber. It's a braid of Rambouillet, which I know I'm butchering that. I don't know. I don't speak French at all. And I don't remember the colorway, but it is, it's bright yellow with some pops of kind of a brownish yellow. It looks kind of like sunflowers or sunshine. It's very happy yarn. I started that yesterday and I haven't gotten very far on that. So let's go back up. So that was my Stash Dash Tour de Fleece summary. And then my current whips, I only have 3 things on the needles right now. Can you believe it? There's 1 or 2 things that I haven't worked on in forever that'll probably get frogged. One I know will get frogged, I just haven't done it. The other one may get frogged. But that's it. These are the only 3 things I have. I do have one other finished object. I didn't finish it during, Stash Dash, so I didn't write it down. But I did another monster cowl. I started this about a week before we went to North Carolina to take Laura. And I did it using Fiber Nymph Dyeworks in the Bumblebee colorway, which is a self-striping worsted in yellow and black. And Monster Cowl is a paid pattern by Julia Allen. And this is Laura's school colors. So I did that. I finished that and got it in the mail yesterday. The other thing that I didn't get finished that I didn't talk about were some plain vanilla socks. I used the OMG Heel pattern by Megan Williams. And I used mustache yarn in the Martian Rainbow, which was the most amazing rainbow ever. So I did finish those 2 projects. So that pretty much leaves me with the 3. And one of them is the Hito Fude, which is a paid pattern by Hiroku Fukatsu. I'm using Miss Babs Katahdin and Ivy's. And I've not done all that much. I think I've done maybe 5 repeats of the pattern. I've got a long way to go on that. And then I started the Clue Shawl. This is another very busy monkey pattern. I've said before that I have the intention of having a very busy monkey pattern on the needles at all times because they're just a lot of fun. And I really like that, the look of her finished objects, her finished projects. So I am doing that in Madeline Tosh sock in Tarte. And I'm on to this. I'm on the second pattern, second chart out of maybe 5 charts. And this pattern was gifted to me by Heidi Nitty Girl it wasn't for my birthday. It was for I won for finishing the TGV in her group. And that one, like I said, I'm on the second chart. I haven't worked on that in a while. I'm actually going to pick that up today and work on that some. And then I am still working on the second curl in the Hunter Hammerson book, and that is Cerise. That one just has not gotten a lot of love. It's a slog. It's going to be really pretty, but I had a really hard time. I had this mental block towards it. The part that makes it curl, I had a really hard time memorizing. And it's also very stressful because it's kind of a weird pattern down there. And if you mess that up, I don't know how to fix it. So it just kind of stressed me out. Well, I devoted this whole week. Anytime I was at home and any knitting I did at home, I'm dead on that. And I think I've finally gotten past that. And I got quite a bit done on it this week. I'm doing that in Dream and Color Starry in the Purple Rain colorway, which is a very, very, very dark purple. It almost looks black with silver sparkle in it. So those are my current whips. I'm dying to cast something else on, but at the same time, I'm really wanting to work on these 3 projects. So not sure what I'm going to do about that yet. And that is my absolute, I can't think of the word, my summary, flash summary of this past 2 months. If you are listening and you've listened this far, thank you so much for sticking around and waiting for me to podcast again. I really hope to get back on a regular schedule now that school is back in session. And I would love to talk about more about in the kitchen and what I've been reading, but I'm gonna wipe the slate clean, start afresh, and we'll start a new chapter in the Kitchen Stitches podcast. I'm gonna try to do this weekly again so I can keep them short. So this is right at 30 minutes. Next time I most definitely will not have a zillion projects to talk about. I do have one thing. I can't believe I almost forgot to say this. We have an events section. I have missed a couple of opportunities to talk about things that I was going to be doing, and I really hated that. I guess the only one that I missed was the Houston Fiber Festival, which was in July. And while I didn't do any type of official meetup, I did run into Kim, who is Black Horse Knitter. She does the Me and My Dog and Some Yarns podcast. I ran into her there, and I saw Diane of Suburban Stitcher. And that was it. I was hoping to see Stitchin' Out Loud, who was Kat, but we probably were there on different days. So I got to do that, and then coming up in less than a month, I will be at Stitches Texas. So excited about that. I will be going up Friday morning, I believe, and staying Friday night and Saturday night. I have not signed up for any classes, so this will be purely market time for me. I have got to sit down and think about a budget, because September is going to be tight money-wise, but I've decided this is what I'm doing. So that is my plan. I know that I know a few people that are vending. I know at least one person who's planning to go. My friend Katie and I are going together. If anybody would like to meet up, just let me know. I would really love to do that. We could do dinner. We could just hang out and walk around the market together, or we could just meet up and say hi. So I hope to meet some of you there. All right, I'm going to get to work now, and I will hopefully talk to you all next week.